Madaba Rabbi Say, lessons from the Lev, Parshas Shoftim, Elul Haba, Alein Latova, this week. Certainly it's time for us to prepare for Chodesh Elul. In the towards the end of this week's Parsha and Parsha Shoftim, we have the command of the Kohen. The Kohen comes and warns the people that when we're going out to war, you need to be exceedingly careful, because war is not for everyone. It's kind of comical that today the Haredim don't want to serve in the army, and here we see it was only the Haredim who served in the army. Kitetze la milchama, perichaf, alivecha, verisa sus, verechev. A person sees the enemy. He sees the horses, the chariots that are coming. Lo sira mihem, don't be scared. Ki Hashem alakecha imach. That God, that same God, who brought you up from Midas, Hamalacha Mi'eretz Mitzrayim, he's with you. And the Kohen himself speaks, and he says, the Kohen says, Vayomer Lehem, Shema Yisrael, Atem, Karvim Hayom Lemilchama, you're getting closer to Milchama, Yavechem, Al Yirecha Levavechem, don't be scared, your heart shouldn't be afraid, Al Tirol, Ve'al Tifachu Ki, Ve'al Tartsu Mipnehem. Rashi interprets, interesting lashon he uses, Shema Yisrael. In fact, the Gemara tells us in Sota, on Daf Membeis, that Dafka, we know that the word Shema Yisrael seemingly is superfluous. Why would we use Dafka of all Lashona, Shema Yisrael? He knows what he means. Come listen to me. They are listening to him. He's talking. Of course they're listening. So the interpretation, of course, is that this was used specifically. It says Rashi, the afilu ein bahem zchus. They're not so frail. They don't have all those zchuyos. Ella kriya Shema bilvad, but they say kriya Shema, kedayatem. He will save you. Yoshiatchem. Hashem will save you. And it's interesting because there appears to be a steer in Rashi. Because Rashi later on describes that a person who should be fearful, because if he has sin, if he's sach, bein tefillin shal yad, tefillin sharos, if he talks, even if he motions, the Shulchan Aruch learned, I happened to learn this halacha with my kids this morning, a person that even talks briefly, the Sfarad in the Shulchan Aruch says there's only one bracha. Laniach, right? We only say one bracha. But the Ashkenazim, we say two brachas. We hold that it's two mitzvahs. We're not sure. We say Baruch Shem. But it's he does such a sin. That's such a sin. Okay, the guy talked to you. We forgot. Said good morning to somebody. So isn't there a contradiction? On one hand, if you just say Shema, you'll be okay. If here you talk. So the Kutzke Rebbe, Menachem Mendel of Kutz, explains that if a person truly believes in Hashem, Hashem will save him. He's going to merit with that Shema. It's all about Emunah. If one doesn't have this strong belief, Shema alone is not going to save him. It's to be a truly fearful person. If his actions and his mitzvahs are laissez-faire, it doesn't mean anything to him. So he's not free of sin. We're going to advise him to go home. That a person has to realize and recognize. And especially during this time of Elul, we should work specifically on Aramuna. The Nesiv HaShalom actually said in our Parsha that we just read, in Parshas Re'eh, he points to the interesting Lashon of Re'eh Anochi. Nesiv HaShalom says, why does Hashem say, you shall see? No sin lefneichem hayom. He says it refers to the Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the first of the Ten Commandments, which is the commandment of Emunah. This is based actually on the Baal HaTorah, who says Re'eh Anoichi of the Aseres HaDibros. Re'eh Aseres HaDibros Shepotach Be'Anoichi V'Dekayim Oiso Ki Kol HaMilos Kol HaBehem. We don't just believe in the Aseres HaDibros, but it's Kolil all the 613 mitzvahs. But you know that first one? Oh, that's so important. And that makes sense, because what were they seeing? He bases on the Orach Chaim, who questions Moshe's telling them to see something. You're going to get the brachos if you see something. You don't see Emunah. But it's hinting to the Anoich HaShem Elokecha. Because just like the people of the time of the Matan Torah didn't actually see anything. But what does the Pasuk tell us? V'chol ha'am ra'im es ha'kolos v'es ha'lapidim v'et kol shofar. How do you see the shofar? We're going to be blowing shofar. Starting to blow shofar in just a few days from now. And certainly on on Rosh Hashanah itself. Nobody says Lirot, the bracha is not Lirot as a shofar. But when Hashem is in front of you, you understand what the kolos mean. It permeates you. That's what Amunah is. The miracle of Matan Torah is they saw Hashem in front of them. They actually saw the voices, the sound of the shofar. That's what Amunah is. Something you could see in front of your eyes. The Shema has become that ultimate form of Amunah. I think about, of course, Roy Klein. My son's birthday was last week. Yonatan Roy, he's named for him. Roy Klein, the hero of the army, sat on a grenade to save his pluga, to save his platoon. Scream Shema Yisrael, but kol koicha, those that reported that were there, none from soldiers, said they never heard such a Shema Yisrael in their entire lives. The Shema Yisrael, the Panovich Arav, screamed in the monastery that didn't want him in. And dozens of little children ran to him and said, Mama, Mama, because they remembered that this is what their mothers would say to them as they went to sleep. Shema Yisrael is that ultimate going to the gas chambers, the screaming of the Shema Yisrael, the ultimate form. Surah Malchus, or Malchus, the Surah Hurge Malchus, Shema Yisrael, he ended with it at the Echad. The ultimate form of Emunah. And on this Rashi, many of the commentators comment that this is in fact true. This is in fact what we see and we understand to be the fact. So for example, go through some of the beautiful interpretations. The Gur Aryeh, the Maharal. The Maharal tells us that Rashi here is dafka referring to Afilu ein bachem el zchusel kriyashma, says Rashi. Deim lochein lo hayu oimer shma Yisrael. Rak hayu lei lemichtovi debartem hayom. Why does it have to say it? As we pointed out in the base on the Gemara. Tama derviki zchus kriyashma. Dai lahem lenetzach. It will be for you because it is that sign. It's that protest that I believe in you, Hashem, no matter what. Ultimately, it reaches that level. I think here in Eretz Yisrael, you have the most irreligious person. That term comes out all the time. Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael. Oh, of this Ein Od Milavadoi. Umiachar, says the Gur Aryeh, she'ein milavado nimsa ki hu gibor al kol, ad she'ein hakol nichshav etzlo, rak koach echad. You know what a true fighter is? He doesn't believe in himself. Look at the army of Israel. Does it make any sense that people are afraid of the army of Israel? The answer is no, it doesn't. But you know what? Yisrael b'tach b'Hashem. There used to be a bumper sticker, Yisrael b'tach b'tzal. It's a little offensive. The army is what it is. We are what we are only because of the Koyach of Hashem. And every soldier has to realize that. My wife is studying, taking an online course. So they said that they interviewed different people. This was, my wife works in an old age home, and they interviewed different people at that age, nursing home age, and nursing homes. And they said, do you fear death? And one guy said, fear death? Why would I feel anything? I got Hashem on my side. He goes, I was sentenced to death twice by Saddam Hussein. And for whatever reason, I got out of it. I was drowning in the water. Nothing happened to me. I escaped and got to Israel. I was going to be killed. Nothing happened to me. I'm not fearful. When you have Hashem on your side, that's a devekus that you have. Yisrael devekim be'echad. That's Gibore Emunah. But of course, he points out we need the koyach of achdus, koyach achdus goreim, that we should be zeichet to have that. The Sfas Emes picks up on this as well. He says, you know what we need? Hayichud nikva bahem, shakom yuchad Hashem yisbarach shema. And this is what Yisrael needs to understand. If you have a chisorin in Amuna, like the Kotzker Rebbe said, you're sach, you don't even believe, you're just doing it. Then you have a problem. ubezois hayamasha liyos shein shum dover kayim rak bichios mikadosh baruch hu Hashem itbarach. Similar to what the Gur Aryeh said. Ultimately, it just comes down to this oneness with Hashem. And if that's all you have, that's really all you need. And finally, the Shem Yishmuel picks up on this as well. Shem Yishmuel says, on this Rashi of Shema Yisrael, Elo zchut sol kriya shema bilvad. What's the inyon ha'inyon shekriya shema? Hi kabalos ol malchut shemayim. The af she'odom roi shekam apamim kibel alav. Lo nasa mizeh klum. I said Kriya Shema v'kolichay. Didn't do anything. He doesn't have yish. Lo yishpil be'einar l'atzmo. He should have more chizik, mishma chadish, by saying it over and over again. V'zeh eino ke'akum. It's not like the other nations. Kihem shleimim bi'atzmo. V'esav miloshon asoig nigmar. He's done, I'm finished, I'm okay. Masha ein kein Yaakov miloshon akav. Pashas Ekev was last week, the heel. Shekotim be'enai atzmo. I'm a chadish betuv be'chayom tamid. It's not enough. I need more. I want to get closer to you, Hashem. HaYehudi. HaKadosh. Shebechol yom keneged etmol is going to be better today. V'chein v'Rosh Hashanah v'schut zeh HaKabbalah she'adam mikabel al'atzmo. On Rosh Hashanah we're mikabel, and we should start this in the month of Elul, of course. Leo's tov miken ulahaba. Be better than we were before. Have more kavanah than we had in Shema. Ve'enu mashkiach alze shekavar kibel b'shana avra. It's not enough what you accepted, but remember what you kept in last year. Lo nasem izeklum. What happened? Rak mamin shemi'ata yiatoy. From now will be good. Ubeschusa zoichin bedin says Hashem Yishmo. Kitzrichim liroyt yitbarach kabbalah be'emes v'leiv shalem. The hardest thing to have is that Lev Shalem. And he says, Sha'omar HaRebi Zatzal, Tzedek, Tzedek Tirdof, of course, at the beginning of our parsha, Sheh Tirdof HaTzedek Be'emes Ube'umuna. V'zeh HaShlosh HaDvarim Olam Almeid Adin Be'emes V'Hashalom Din Be'emes Ube'emuna. We have to have this belief. Tzedek, Tzedek Tirdof, homiletically is interpreted, is run after the emuna and bitachon that we have, that we should have in the Rabbanu Shalom. I remember, I think it was 2 years ago, on the amazing momentum trips I have the schus of going on, and Ritz Hashem should continue. Not so sure what's going to happen with Corona. So on one of the trips with my friend Charlie Harari, on top of Masada, one of the really highlights of the trip, where we normally have six or seven people who have never been bar mitzvah, and then by the time we get to that Thursday, it turns out to be 18, 20 sometimes. And we have a little mini davening that we do. And this time, we got up to Shema. I just pictured those who have been in Masada standing there very, very high. Very... And he says, we're about to say Shema. I ask you, maybe the first time in your life, cover your eyes and think to yourself, explaining what Ol Malchut Shemayim is. That nobody in the world is in charge except for God. And God controls everything. And you hear the scream of Shema Yisrael. And we get to the Echad. All of a sudden we open our eyes and you hear these F-16 fighters. A good number of them. Pass as low enough they could almost... You could see these pilots. That's how... Because we're very high. Almost waving at us, it's all Hashem. And you see everybody there is like going crazy. I try to think of that when I say Kriya Shema, because that's the ultimate level. So how, what do we do, Rabbi said? What do we do? This sounds all good, fine, and dandy. So what are you telling me to do? What, I need action. I need something to do. So it's really interesting. Rav Schechter wrote this awesome Sefer and Tefillah, really. Dr. Alan Weissman transcribed it, awesome Sefer. He points to in the beginning of the Sefer that famous machlokes between the Ramban and the Rambam, is Philip d'Oraisa or not. It seems like, according to the Ramban, only b'tshas etzara, right? Only if there's a true need. There's a war, that's when it's a mitzvah min haTorah. But it's interesting, because he points to a tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein. The tshuva. Rav Moshe was asking Or Chaim Bet Simon Kuf Ches, Kuf Hey, excuse me. Be'inyon Tfilah Be'noach. Do they have a chiyuv? Does a non-Jew have to daven? So he writes that even in the essence of the Ramban's interpretation, the Rambam's idea that it's mitzvah min haTorah, that it's not, he writes that really, mishum da'af below kara yadonu mitam, humi ikar emunah. The whole idea of davening is showing that we have emunah in Hashem. The harei justice, the whole idea, and he trusts us from the justice of Sifri, the ain't tefillah hechrech el yomim shabo. Hachiyuv hu mitzad ikar emunah. Rav Moshe Feinstein believes that really the existence, the belief of the existence of Hashem, if he recognized that when I wake up in the morning, I'm in a catastrophic situation. It isn't a sara. God doesn't owe me anything. I don't deserve anything. I can't repay Hashem. I don't deserve anything. So I'm in a sign of a sara. We unfortunately don't think of ourselves in a sara because we're already sitting back and relaxing. Corona, I got this one. It's okay. It's not going to hit me. I'll be okay. Everybody's well in my family. I take that as a given. My parnasa, I take it as a given. Rav Schechter quotes Rav Salvechik, who was fond of explaining that the Ramban and the Ramban essentially agree with each other. Even the Rambam says that it's only the Esar you have a chiyuv min haTorah. But what does the Rambam believe? Human condition conditions some people to think that everything's just fine. And when do they cry? When there's a problem. When there's parnasa problem, when there's a choyla, that's when they daven with great fervor. A person can be diagnosed, Rachman al-Hassan, with a serious illness tomorrow. Even if he's wealthy today, he can have financial ruin tomorrow. Therefore, the Rambam thinks that every day is a yoyim tsara, as we're going to start saying in L'David Hashem Ori. It's a milchama. But we say that we're in Shas Milchama. It's a Milchama because nothing comes from Hashem is really deserving of pardons. The Ramban says, I agree in principle, but nobody's ever going to see it like that. And the Rambam says, no, you have to see it like that. We have to see our lives as a time of Esara. It's a remarkable interpretation. But ultimately, we have to recognize and realize, and especially in this year, we think about how a year and a month ago, almost, we dived into Hashem and we were being inscribed for a time of corona that would never, ever be imagined. In fact, what happened in March, you know, I couldn't imagine certain things. All the talk now is what's Rosh Hashanah going to look like. I didn't think it was a Shiloh. But it all comes down to one thing, Emunah. And if there's anything we work on during Elul, that relationship of Nini La Didi Vido Dili, Ribbono Shel Olam looks at us and says, do you believe? Don't take for granted everything that's happening to you. It's not because of anyone. Your success in every area, we thank Hashem. In the Sefer, Rav Schechter points out, some people comment that my tefillah is long. He says, well, I have a lot of kids, he says. He says, what do you think? I'm not davening for every single kid? They're different. You can't just say, Hashem, you know, please help my children. He mentions name by name every single child and what they need. Don't take it for granted. We shouldn't take health for granted. We started a little bit to recognize because we started to see the repercussions of Mirtz Hashem. Nobody listening, it affects. But what it means to not have our health, and what it means not to have our parnasa. The world is backwards. We have a little taste of it. We should thank Hashem and realize that every day is an Esar. From the moment we wake up, the first words, Moida'ani, oh my God, thank you for giving me another lease on life. I'm so excited, thank you. I don't deserve it. As we say in Lamaseach, Yoyim Sarah, Yisrael Kech HaShem L'Kil Yaakov. not like the Esavs of the world. Yaakov believes we're always the Esar. We got to get out of that Esar. And that's the schus that we have. With that, Amir Tzashem, we'll look at this amazing month of Elul, of Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. This month where we correct both Ben Adam L'Makom and Adam L'Chaveiro. This almost extra month that Rabbeinu Shalom gave us to work on our emunah and bitachon, to work on that ultimate level of re'ei. Remember the Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that first of the commandments, which is really all the commandments. It's only you, Hashem, that I'm reliant on. If we come into Rosh Hashanah recognizing that and seeing Hashem in front of us all the time, wow, that will be an amazing, amazing accomplishment. With that, we should be zeicha to have the ultimate of Muna, the Afal Pi Shis Mameo, that Mashiach Tzidkenu should come with the Bayis Shlishi in the Heir of Yameinu. Amen.